The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
From the beginning, I've said that I would continue on as long as there was a viable path to victory. Tonight, I'm sorry to say, it appears that path has been foreclosed.
Foreclosure?
We left it all on the field in Indiana.
Of the court. It was a court.
We gave it everything we've got. But the voters chose another path.
Ran out of gas.
And so, with a heavy heart, but with boundless optimism for the long-term future of our nation, we are suspending our campaign.
Suspension. All right, that's Ted Cruz dropping out, the other Monsanto candidate dropping out. Yesterday.
You know, probably the biggest news this morning, or today,
yeah,
you would think would be the Ted Cruz suspending his campaign. But if you go on YouTube, you will discover that the trending video on Ted Cruz today is how after he gave his speech, he punched his wife in the face with his elbow.
Oh, he elbowed his wife twice, I think. That's what they said. Yeah,
I have seen that
big news.
Because I went to YouTube, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm going to see what Ted Cruz had to say. And it took me like three pages of videos to get to him actually talking. All the rest of the videos were him turning around elbowing his wife in the face.
Gosh, man. It's like, yeah, never a dull moment. Pick on Ted Cruz, of course. Hit a guy when he's down.
Listen. What? I mean, a couple of days ago, Carly Fiorina was introducing him at a campaign stop, and she did a face plant off the stage.
She face planted. I didn't see that.
You didn't see? Oh yeah,
no.
Completely did it at Three Stooges right off the stage.
Well, I hope she had some arnica.
Yeah,
I know. Vance Arnica from Dr. King.
He's out.
Ted Cruz
is out too.
Lose, and Kasich finally dropped out. Okay, well, you know, we're setting up for an interesting one. The only one left we're waiting on is Hillary Clinton, the other Monsanto candidate. There's an article up there in Natural News. By the way, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We just kind of join in. Like we're already here. I know you guys are like, wait, what about us? Are we welcome? Yes, you're welcome. Of course, we're already in progress. We just kind of carry on with the day here, and we crank it up. Captain Morgan's working on the notes; should be up soon at robertscottbell.com. Monsanto loses. Ted Cruz is out. Now, I can't say that I'm upset that Ted Cruz is out, because the more we learned about Ted, the less I tended to like him, and maybe I'd like him if I met him. I don't know, but it seems like most people don't. I tend to be pretty likable, kind of guy to get along with folks. But there was something behind him that was just not happening. But there were things that we pointed out, and one of them was the biotech when he went on the record for Monsanto, calling out people who question biotech and, you know, genetically engineered ingredients. And this is something that, you know, pretty much disqualified him in my book. And I know it's not like we're one candidate, or what do you call that, one-issue voters. We've got a number of issues. And I wouldn't even consider myself a voter. And by the way, you don't have a right to vote. voting is not something you're born with. This is the whole thing that gets me a little irritated when people say, but you have a right to vote. No, you don't. That's not a right given to you by your creator to vote. That's a civic, if you want to call it a right, but it's a privilege that can be removed from you if they don't like you or if they somehow call you a criminal for doing something that is against a penal code somewhere. But the idea of voting is something that we bring up the, I don't know, it's said so often, you don't want to say it again, but beating your head against the wall and expecting that, you know, this time you'll be able to break through the bricks with your head. Now, the difference that I'm seeing here, of course, is that those who select those you get to elect are kind of getting blindsided a little bit by Donald Trump. Maybe a little bit on the left by the other guy, Bernie Sanders. And Donald Trump even said this, I think it was never even today. He said he'd rather face Hillary than Bernie. Because I think he knows fundamentally Bernie's an honest guy as far as we can tell. He says what he means and he means what he says, even if we disagree with him on things. That's why we said we respect the guy on that level. Where Hillary, I don't have an ounce of respect for. And, if you're a woman, I don't even want to go there. That gets me in trouble. the whole woman card. The woman card thing, right?
Censoring yourself there.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if I were a rich man, Now, can we change the words? If I were a woman, then I could use the bathroom at Target, right? No, that's not what I'm saying either.
Okay, I get it
now. I'm just saying, why does it matter whether someone's a man or a woman, or black or white? I know that's an existential question, because we have such gender identity and pigment identity, and we disavow knowledge of ourself as soul as something that is timeless and limitless and colorless, if you will, or so bright it doesn't matter, all the colors involved. And, I didn't intend to go this way, just looking at Cruz dropping out. I'm saying there may be something different this election cycle. I'm just going to acknowledge that. To see someone like Trump who speaks out against globalism, beating back the establishment, now he's the presumptive nominee. I still don't know that they'll quote-unquote let him win. Other folks are going, of course, it's all about the vote, right? No, there's no fraud behind the votes. And the fact that Hillary's the last remaining truly establishment candidate. That's who a lot of the neocons on the Republican side are going to shift their allegiance to, likely, if this holds. And they'll go to Hillary Clinton. She's the war machine right now. She's the Avenger, right? She's the Iron Man Avenger, the war machine. I think there is somebody named War Machine, but she's that one. And, for years, and John Rappaport and I have talked about this for years, it's like, what if they threw an election and no one came, no one showed up, right? What if they threw a war and no one showed up? How awesome would that be? Why would it be awesome? Because it would finally delegitimize the government that would seek to enslave you or that already has. And the only thing we have is the illusion that you have a choice. The illusion that you get to have some kind of say in the government. And it's a nice, how would you say it, illusion to have until you wake up and one day you're disillusioned to realize it hasn't mattered for many years who was in office fundamentally. Okay, you could say around the edges it was different there because of this guy or this gal. But in reality, the government has grown. You've lost liberty. And I've got some of my friends will say, oh, well, I'm freer than ever. Except if you want to heal cancer without chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. And they'll say, well, that doesn't count. That's not what I'm talking about. Well, I'm talking about that. And Donald Trump may be more open to that, although he hasn't come out and said these things, because he acknowledges the danger of vaccinations, the real injuries that occur. Now, that doesn't mean he knows anything about the Flexner Report of 1910 or would roll back the medical monopoly. I don't know that he would. But I am encouraged, again, that a candidate like Trump, a candidate like Sanders, making some waves here, serious waves. I don't know where it's going to go, but I will say they're playing behavioral science on you. I don't mean Trump and Sanders necessarily, but the body politic, and get you to vote. There was that thing. I remember it was it the first was in Iowa. People were complaining about Ted Cruz. And they said, he was pretending that he knew your voter records and there was some violation and it was trying to get you to show up. And there's a story here we have in the show notes about the behavioral sciences trying to manipulate you into voting. And it is all about peer pressure, saying that we'll track your vote. We will expose you. Your neighbors are doing this. Why don't you do it too? And this is one of the reasons why I'm not a big fan of voting. Yeah, I'm coming out of the non-voting closet here. Not like I've hid that. I've talked about this for years. But the idea that you could be made to behave like, you know, a herd of sheep, a herd of cattle. It's a collectivist mindset. Vote for the winner, right? That's what it's been like. Now, Trump seems to be bucking that trend, although he utilizes the language, I'm a winner, he's a loser. But even if Trump gets into the presidency, don't think that $19 trillion debt hanging over your head or your kids' and grandkids' head is suddenly going to disappear magically.
Well, that he said it will, though.
Did he say the debt will disappear?
He's going to make America great again.
Yeah, I know. I just, like I said, it's a great slogan. It is. Reagan had that kind of charm, you know, make it great, whatever. But I guess, am I throwing a cold bucket of ice water on folks now? I don't mean to do that. I just want to step back and go, you know, I'm not overly enthused just because we might get, you know, a non-globalist in the White House.
I think most people that are listening to this right now probably agree with you. You know, say what you will about Ted Cruz or Donald Trump or, you know, any of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at this point, if anybody listening to this is like me, I'm just kind of just shaking my head, doing the face palm thing. But at the same time, I'm trying to find the silver lining to this.
Yeah.
And the way I find that is I take a look at how the GOP has been in the past, all the dirty tricks,
sure,
all of the propping up these plastic phony candidates like Ted Cruz. That's one of the reasons, mm-hmm, I hated the guy, because he looked like a used car salesman.
Sure.
Totally phony, going through the script, you know, and the whole,
mm-hmm,
deal. With Trump in there, I think we're going to see at least a chance.
The script is thrown away.
Way shook up.
Yeah.
I mean, just going against all the rules, and I think it might do some good for this country, if not the GOP.
Yeah. I mean, it would be fun to see Trump against Hillary if she doesn't get indicted, because, I mean, all the things that Trump will say to rattle Hillary, I just don't know. And I think that Trump really believes he has a better shot of winning against Hillary, an easier shot, let's just say that, even though I don't know that Sanders could win, but he has a genuine grassroots appeal that Hillary doesn't. I don't know, you know, much like Ted Cruz, who really likes Hillary Clinton? I don't know, maybe they're out there, maybe they'll tell me, and they'll be mad at me for even asking the question. All right, that's it for Political Healing until Ty Bollinger's going to join us. We'll go outside the box a little later. Where is the movie Vaxxed playing? Is it coming to a theater near you? We'll get to that after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box.
All right,
I want you to know some very important information.
Impression.
In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, carnivore capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
May 4th, isn't it?
Wow, that was spot on.
That was throwing it back, right?
That was Yoda.
How does Yoda say it? I mean, because he always speaks in riddles or in reverse, doesn't he? Isn't the it's like not May the 4th be with you?
No, he says no. I'm pretty sure he says May the Force be with you.
The Force is strong with this one.
Nice.
So
today is May the 4th.
Oh, I got one.
The Vax, the movie you must see.
Ah,
how's that?
Nice.
Yeah. So along with Robert De Niro, Yoda thinks you should see the movie Vax.
Yes.
And it's playing where? We got an update over at Natural News. We need to publish this over at Robert Scott Bell Show website too. Where is Vax playing?
It's just all over the place, which is so awesome. And if you happen to be listening to this and you want to go see it, and you are in the Santa Monica area, that's coming up on the 15th. Claremont, California, so on the 16th. Novi, Michigan. I've never heard of Novi. N-O-V-I, Michigan.
It'll be Novi.
Novi. Okay. That's like April 29th. Berkeley, California, April 29th as well. And Plano, Texas on May 6th.
Plano. That's Dallas area. That's big.
Plano.
Oh, well, I'm just waiting for it to get near us. Are you're still too many hours from Plano, Dallas, though. You can't hit it.
Yeah, no. You know, they might come here to Louisiana. I mean, that'd be kind of cool.
It would be awesome.
You'll have to check. And if you go to the website in the notes, there's a link there to where you can see the various cities. There's some other venues like in Hawaii and California that are coming up in the next days and weeks, too.
Okay, excellent. And I was just, like I said, thrilled that these showings are just selling out.
Yeah,
standing room only kind of things. And you know, I come back to the body politic that we were just talking about to open. I didn't really plan on going that direction so much today, because I don't want to disavow the reality that there is change happening, right? Change happens. We're in the midst of change. I mean, dramatic change, consciousness shifts, all of that. You know, but it's just like with Lucy and the football, you know, every time, this time Charlie Brown, I won't move it. And we've been Generation Xers, at least some level of cynicism about government. The Gen Ys, which are now what we call the millennials, now we find Generation Z, which is my son and daughter's age. What will they view? How will they view it? But I just, as much as I'd like to say, oh yeah, this is going to be it. No, I'm not delusional. I want to disassemble the enlarged federal bureaucracy, the centralized government. I think decentralization is critical to survival now. Because you know, just functionally, you cannot exist with, for instance, the Centers for Disease Creation telling 350 million people that they all have to be vaccinated, they have to vaccinate their children based on bogus science or no science. You know, if you've got your local health board and you know the people on the health board because it's so local to you and they're trying to tell you to inject your children with toxic poison, you could punch them in the nose. They're going to get the message fast. And I don't mean necessarily literally, but you know what I mean. There is some level of interaction there that you cannot get with the Centers for Disease Creation, who look like and pretend that they're above it all, that they are without error, that they cannot be held accountable for anything, even though the head of FDA at the time, what's her name, the Hamburglar, being sued now for the fraud and deception. And Julie Gerberding should also be taken up and charged with criminal activity when she was at the CDC, leaving that for going to Merck for all the things she did to suppress the science on MMR and its relationship to autism. And so when it gets so big, there's no accountability. And people ask me, why aren't people going out in pitchforks, right? Well, there's a lot of mind control there, but there's also a lot of chemical body control through toxic poisons, through medications, through drugs, through drugging the water supply with fluoride and other halides. These are very real things that diminish your capacity to see reality, much less act appropriately on it. And so we're suffering to some degree from a mass delusion, and you wake up from that insanity, from that delusion, one at a time, slowly. Maybe the Robert Scott Bell Show is helpful to you to do that. Maybe it creates more angst. I don't intend for it to do so. I'm just here to remind you that the power to heal is yours. And that means on all levels, including the body politic, political healing as well. All right, when we come back, we've got an update on Prince's passing, untimely passing. More news from opioid addicts, and we've got a couple of questions of the day I want to get to. Thanks for being here on GCN and Talk Network and many other places. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Ty Bollinger is going to be back with Outside the Box Hump Day a little later.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home too. And of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shop the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you seen anybody dressed up like Yoda today, or a stormtrooper, or Darth Vader? I've heard that like a lot of kids will go to school dressed up like that, and even bring the fake lightsabers. Probably not a public school. They'd never do that because they'd think, well, so it's a weapon, right?
That's a weapon. Yeah. Sorry, you're suspended.
That plastic piece of whatever from China could harm somebody. But it makes a cool noise when you wave it around. Did you go out to? I didn't go out and about to see. I mean, I dropped my son. No, I didn't see anybody wearing Star Wars stuff.
I don't think they do that much around here.
Okay.
I think if you walked around like a stormtrooper, unless you were like in camo instead of white, you could probably get away with it. But
yeah, I saw a lot more people wearing purple the weekend after Prince died, though.
Yeah.
That was thematically, that was going on. A lot of purple happening. Speaking of the purple one, there is, you know, I think our coverage of the passing of Prince was pretty good. I mean, we didn't do a lot on it, but I think we were nailing what it indeed turns it is looking like to be the case with Prince being addicted to a thing like Percocet. And I think there were a lot of people that didn't want to acknowledge that that was possible for some reason.
Everything and anything at this point is going to be mostly speculation because we don't really know. So there have been a lot of theorizing out there going on, but I think you're right. Not that we're patting ourselves on the back, or maybe just a little, but
just a little.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, it just when you look at all the pieces of the puzzle here with his past, with the opioid addiction problem. You know, the reports on the ground and the circumstances, stuff like that, it really did look like he OD'd on prescription painkillers, and it's looking like that's the case.
Yeah, and of course, he may have had a quote-unquote legitimate reason to start him with hip pain or other things like that, but according to his half-brother, I think, or what is it? Did he have a half-brother, was it? Two of dead citizens. I'm just reading real quick. They did say he was on Percocet.
It is half-brother, yeah.
Yeah. And that he was really addicted to them, that he initially, or at one point, were utilizing them for the rigors of performing, or coming down after an event, you know, something like that. But, you know,
in all fairness, he is talking about decades before this incident happened here. And, you know, it's a well-known fact that he kicked the habit, I believe it was in 2010.
Yeah,
and changed his lifestyle. But, you know, you look at some of the other things that are going on here. Now, apparently, the Prince's team made a phone call to this guy who flew out, and this guy, he specializes in drug rehab.
Yeah, I was reading this. Dr. Howard Kornfield, his son Andrew was sent because he couldn't get there right away.
Right.
And he was there to, they were staging some form of a supportive intervention to help him recover for real here. And it's controversial because
a day late.
Yeah, Kornfield was not the doctor, and so he had some kind of medicine that he could be in trouble for bringing, although he didn't utilize it. And he's the guy evidently that called 911.
Right.
But I can't help but keep coming back to the religious institutions out there, and I'm not just picking on Jehovah's Witnesses here, as Prince was claimed to be, but that these churches have bought so heavily into the myth of medicine that they've exalted it up to godlike status. When they have a doctor who is a parishioner in their church, I mean, they're like praised, you know, beyond, you know, the human state for all the life-saving things that they do. And yet, if Prince, and again, I know this is speculation, but we've covered enough stories about this, and we know what this cannabis does. If he was utilizing the plant that God created as opposed to the medicine man did, he would likely still be alive today and not addicted. And I don't know all the details of what Prince went through, but I'm giving some things here that, and you know, when Ty Bollinger and I get together on this subject, I think we're in agreement here as well. Because we've talked about this on the air, that it upsets us greatly. You know, you really have a worshipful life. You try to lead a really deeply spiritual life. You're committed to your beliefs. And yet, the church associated with those beliefs says, stay away from a plant and go to a doctor who can give you the synthetic version of any one of these plants. Because even Percocet, at least half of it, comes from, I believe it's derived from the coca plant. But the other side, acetaminophen, which is the deadly side, really, because of the damage to the liver. And you know, that split, that schism, where did the church go wrong? Okay, we can pick on that. And I know, Super Don, you don't mind because you're not into the 501c3 organized religion. But, you know, I also differentiate between deep spirituality and the connection that's direct and the socialized need for, you know, being around people who believe like you believe or we believe, whatever, then there's nothing wrong with that. The point is, when those institutions start directing people toward poison, and you go to the church picnics and they're feeding them GMO corn on the cob with, you know, fried chicken in not lard from healthy animals, but in vegetable oil, right? I mean, they're basically poisoning their parishioners. And so that comes to mind so much because these institutions do have a lot of sway, for better or for worse. I'd like to think more for better than worse, but in this case, when it comes to health, largely the churches, synagogues, and mosques in the 20th century and now in the 21st have still not gotten wind of where real healing comes from. And I'm not saying it can never come from a quote-unquote regular doctor, but to wholesale sell out your people to say that you can't use a plant because it's not approved by the government, does anybody else see how wrong that is? Or am I just speaking in a wind tunnel here? Yeah.
No, you're right. Yeah. You're right. But it requires a larger conscious, effort on people. And they need to know. You know, just because somebody's religious doesn't mean that they understand healing, you know?
Yeah. No, so. I'd love to see healing come back into the churches. I really would. And I know we have a lot of friends here that believe that as well. And TMB, of course, especially bringing it wherever he goes. And then there's the weirdest thing here. Taking it one step further into the FDA-approved pharmaceutical drug realm, opioid addicts are now getting high on diarrhea medicine. Diarrhea medicine. And I did not know this. I had not looked at this because, you know, we've talked about opioid-induced constipation, right? There are drugs now for that. Yeah. Well, it turns out that Imodium, which is a drug for relief of diarrhea, guess why? Because it uses extremely low doses of the same opioids that people are getting high and addicted to and dying from. Because it basically shuts down the motility, the movement, the peristalsis, all of that that moves things on through your GI tract and on out. So it can shut down the act of bowel movementing, if I can say it that way.
No,
this is
wild. This is one I hadn't heard of, but apparently the active drug in Imodium, which is one of these anti-diarrheal medicines, is loperamide. And apparently this is an opioid, and it operates like an opiate. Now, people generally, I guess, if you take a smaller dose of it, it helps to keep you from, going into fits.
Right.
But apparently, if you take enough of it, it can't do that. But then, come on. The stuff is
what
designed
else is
to basically constipate you if you take too much of it.
Incredible. Incredible. All right. Well, if you got any questions about taking Imodium, actually don't. We don't want to promote that. We've got other ways to address diarrheal issues, including homeopathy. But let's go to our loyal listeners for the Robert Scott Bell Show now.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, we've got a couple of questions, and they relate to ingredients, interestingly enough. That's the theme, I guess. Here is the first one from somebody named Robert. Is it possible that when my wife was vaccinated for shingles, that this allowed her system to start her ALS? So she's got Lou Gehrig's disease, and he's wondering if the shingles shot stimulated it into reality. Robert, it's a great question, and I'm glad you asked that. The shingles shot, as it's known, is Zostavax. It's a play on the word zoster, zoster varicella. It's a herpetic virus known to cause chickenpox in childhood, shingles in adults, or even kids who have gotten the chickenpox or shingles vaccine. Now, what they have is an attenuated or weakened form of the varicella zoster virus. And what we know in a lot of research over the years, that there was an activated form of a virus that was attacking the nerves in many of the neurological degradation diseases. So introduction of this into people who have a weakened immune system or are suffering in any number of ways could make them susceptible to viral attack on the neuron, on the nerve cell. They also have in this shot sucrose, hydrolyzed porcine gelatin. Pig jello. Yes, that's what we all want to get injected with, pig jello. In fact, that's what you want to do.
I saw that over at the Piggly Wiggly earlier.
Yeah. You want to go after a radical Islamic terrorist, inject them with Zostavax. That will make sure they don't go to heaven. sodium chloride with salt. MSG. It hyperstimulates your nerve system again. It's an excitotoxin. Sodium phosphate dibasic, potassium phosphate monobasic, potassium chloride. So, yes, I believe that it could trigger ALS or facilitate its manifestation even in a bigger way. All right, second question. What's up, my healing partners? I heard you talking with Dr. Humesh Kapitan while you were in Canada. You talked highly about this dentist in a bottle. Can you explain the indications for use and the mechanism of action with this homeopathic medicine? Thanks. Love you guys. Mark D. And he didn't give a dig on you, Super D. Mark D was nice to you. Oh. I got a minute to get this out. This is a lot. I looked into this list of ingredients, and the first alarm bell for me, and not in a dangerous way, just in a marketing way that upsets me, is they claim they have monatomic activated fulvic, monatomic zeolite, monatomic silver at 2,000 parts per million. Proprietary, okay, so anytime anyone's ever claimed that they have monatomic, a single atom, it's not stable. I have never seen evidence anybody could provide to my satisfaction that they've actually produced a monatomic gold, a monatomic silver, a monatomic whatever. So I dispute this until they can prove otherwise. Now, I'm not saying it's a bad product. I'm just saying they're making claims that I don't think they can validate, that they can substantiate. And then it's got every mineral on the periodic table of elements. And in trace amounts, I'm sure. So it might be very beneficial because it also has essential oils of clove, cinnamon, eucalyptus, peppermint, thyme, lemon, and wintergreen. Those are all great. It's got MSM. But it's not homeopathic. Just so you know, Mark D, it's not homeopathic. It is an herbal mineral blend. The question is, what are they really doing when they say monoatomic? So if somebody knows that company and wants to get back to me on it, you can do so. I got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleep you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Scott Bell Show. Yeah, before we get into that story, I got a theme for that. I want to thank Ian Clark yesterday. I don't know if you heard that. We welcomed a new family member, so to speak, to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and that's the Activation Products and the Oceans Alive and really cool stuff. We're excited about that. And please say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. And, of course, when we get together with TMB, extra special thanks to our friends at Carnivora and Better Way Health. And, again, that's what makes this possible, and to get you this kind of information. Maybe a little bit of entertainment, too. Some of you are actually entertained by the banter between Super D and me, or SB, or TMB, right?
We hope so.
Like I would say, giving credit to Mark D for not telling you need a coffee enema today or fix the opening or anything.
He's been very kind to you this time. Because he had it. He's a faithful listener.
Yeah.
He listens to every show. So he's hearing you say this now, which is probably going to make him write the next time.
Yeah,
saying something along the lines of coffee enemas.
Right.
Don't let
Super D off the hook, Mark D.
You jinxed me. Thanks a lot.
No, that's okay. It's okay. We got Ty Bollinger coming up. All will be well. All will be well. But right now, we've got to go to another story that brings up theme music that many in our audience will know, and I barely know it. I only know it because my wife and son watch it. But here we go. Okay, the headline reads, biotech company to try bringing the dead back to life. True story. This is not fiction, even though we got the Walking Dead theme behind this. Doctors are hoping to... At first, when you read that headline, you're going, whoa, what is that? Is that going to reanimate like Dr. Frankenstein? By the way, my son's favorite movie now is Young Frankenstein with Gene Wilder and Marty Feldman. What hump, right? He just laughs at that.
Right.
Great film.
You might wonder, why are we using the analogy of The Walking Dead for this?
Yeah, no, I don't know why the analogy is there. I know that this is kind of a zombified kind of story.
Well, check it out. If you read the headline, bringing the dead back to life, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And even if you go into, like, the first, big paragraph here, they're talking about trying to reawaken the nervous system in patients who've been declared clinically dead. Now, that's where this sort of takes a weird turn in this story, which makes it rather interesting, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're talking about clinically dead. In other words, these people, they're still on life support. They're brain dead.
Like Hillary Clinton voters.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I had to. I had to. I'm sorry. That's just what we do here.
Low blow.
Yeah, it was a low blow. Because I thought at first they're just digging up bodies like the Frankenstein story. But no, right. Indeed, they're basically brain dead, clinically dead, but they're still on life support, so they're not dead, if you will. Now, that's a little different because I have a perception and a belief that soul is still hanging out by that body. Right? Until it's just done. The plug is pulled. So if they can somehow reinitialize the neurological regeneration, maybe. You know, and we've heard stories about people that have been in comas and basically given up for dead on life support coming back to life 20 years later. So I was going, no, this is really weird. Now I'm going, well, maybe there's some merit to this. They're doing a trial with 20 patients who are brain dead, kept on life support. And they're trying a combination of stem cell injections in the brains, lasers, nerve stimulation techniques that have worked to awaken comatose patients. And my only thing is, why don't they use CBD? Because it's neuroprotective and neuroregenerative. Why don't they also use silver hydrosol, the silver nanoparticles, the cations that are stimulating neurological regeneration and remyelinization? And could they flood the body somehow with a form of silicone, which can also reinitialize connective tissue and the integrity of the neuron, the nerve cell. Pump in the omega-3s, pump in the cholesterol, all the things necessary for the brain to be restored. Homeopathically, natrum sulfuricum, even arnica. And I think we could have some potential for real regeneration and real healing here. So anyway, from a Walking Dead story to something that might be legitimate, I'm intrigued.
You know, maybe they ought to, just for fun, to see if it works, they could try using this technique on Ted Cruz's campaign.
Okay. All right, you had to go there, too. I can't fault you. Let's see where TMB is today. Always uplifting. For the Robert Scott Bell Show crowd, that includes me. We love them. And we're going to have a good time going outside the box next hour. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty right here. RobertScottBell.com, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.